Hey there, everyone. James Hilliard with you. And with all of us today is Bob Hill. Bob is a healthcare manager at Ergotron. As primary caregivers in healthcare organizations, we all know that nurses are critical, not only to patient care, but also to the overall patient satisfaction, something very key for a lot of organizations these days. What we're going to do on this episode of Connection Point is going to look at the connection and impacts between nurse experience and patient experience. Bob, glad to have you on board for this conversation. Looking forward to it. What is, in your eyes, the correlation between nurse experience and patient experience? And ultimately, how do electronic medical records and working on those day-to-day factor into this?
So there's two points that we need to consider. So first, in a typical 10-hour shift, a nurse spends about 35% of their time on documentation. Some would argue that that's a pretty low estimate, but on average, from some surveys that we have done, that's what we found. That equates to about 3.5 hours a day of entering information on a computer workstation of some sort. Secondly, nursing has the third highest reported injury rate of any profession. Nurses are 48% more likely to have wrist, back, ankle sprains, or strains, and 53% of these nurse injuries reported were due to overexertion of some sort. Nurses also walk up to about 5 miles a day in a 10-hour shift. So the 3.5 hours that a nurse spends documenting throughout a shift, that should not be the time that contributes to these stats, but rather should be a relief point for caregivers. Wrist and neck injuries related to the 3.5 hours per shift of documenting, they're preventable with a properly ergonomic computer workstation. Whether it's mounted on a wall or on a cart, a computer workstation should be intuitively adjustable by the nurse and done so in a way that encourages the nurse to actually make those custom adjustments to the keyboards and mice and the LCD monitors. And these adjustments, they need to require very little effort or force from the nurse. The documentation workstation should not lead to further exertion and musculoskeletal injuries, but rather make the act of documentation a positive experience for our bodies.
In terms of healthcare, where obviously a nurse's job is to care for other folks out there, I think it's pretty safe to say, and we can all agree here, that how that individual feels, physically or emotionally, is going to and can have an impact on patient interactions. So if someone is fatigued, if they are pained, that is going to be something they have to overcome when then they get to the bedside to help out their patient. So what about the connection between a nurse's well-being and how that can affect patient care? Can you provide some additional details around that?
Absolutely. Nurses have health concerns too, and these health concerns, as you mentioned, impact the patients. So consider the findings of a recent nursing survey. 60% of the nurses are concerned that their jobs are negatively impacting their own health, and 12% have been injured on the job over the past year. And over 50% of the nurses surveyed commonly suffer from back pain and sore necks. So in a typical 10-hour shift, a nurse spends 3.5 hours doing documentation. So this time spent at a computer workstation doing documentation, that should not be a source of neck and back pain. Nurse discomfort also affects patient engagement. Nurse injuries have been well documented, but what is often not addressed is how their injuries and physical discomfort directly affect patient care. Again, in a recent survey, nurses admit that they are less friendly or engaging with patients and modify or limit their activity on the job due to bodily discomfort. 49% of those nurses surveyed report feeling some level of discomfort while inputting charting data into a computer workstation. This is compounded by the fact that nurses are being required to learn emerging technologies on top of existing workloads while still maintaining patient care requirements, which is what they, in caring for the patient, is their primary concern. Wrist, neck, and back ailments due to computer work are preventable with a truly ergonomic workstation, whether on a desk or on a cart or on a wall. So make sure that the workstations being used at your hospital or clinic have a full 20 inches of height adjustability to accommodate that maximum amount of body sizes in either a seated or standing position, that they have that adjustable keyboard tray with negative tilt. And be sure that they require very little push-pull forces. And be sure that they bring that computer right into that logical triangle of care so that you're not straining to have a conversation with the patient.
What's this triangle of care that you're talking about?
So the triangle care is a term that Ergotron coined a long time ago to describe the interrelationship between the patient, caregiver, and the electronic medical record. In a patient and caregiver-driven environment, we need to make sure that the electronic medical record documentation is integrated into the conversation in a way that enhances care and does not inhibit patient communication, and also in a way that fosters a good nurse-patient relationship.
All right, Bob. So I think you've given us good insights into kind of the experiences that nurses can have. The survey information definitely interesting here. When it comes to the nurse and patient experience, how do you see Ergotron fitting in there? Where's the company's role?
So at our core, ergonomic health and comfort drives all that we do. Whether it's a sit-stand workstation in a hospital or clinic's administrative offices, a mobile document station or med delivery cart, or whether it's a wall-mounted electronic medical record documentation station, Ergotron products are designed to provide ergonomic comfort that makes a difference in clinician comfort and health, and that contributes to help clinicians focus on caring for their patients, which is what they really do best.
Well, obviously, you know, hearing you say that, Bob, that the goal of Ergotron is to make that difference for the clinicians. What's the feedback you get? Do these Ergotron products really make a difference to the folks out there in the field?
Absolutely. We provide products that support the ergonomic health and well-being of the very clinicians who are caring for us and for others' health and well-being. We aim to enable these nurses and these caregivers to do what they love and to do what they do best, and that is caring for other people. We aim to ease the implementation of all these electronic medical records for IT as well, so we can make a difference in this nurse experience and the patient experience.
All right, Bob. Hey, good stuff there. Do appreciate this conversation. Enjoy looking at kind of the connection between the experience that a nurse has and how that has an impact on ultimately the experience that patients have when, again, at our hospitals or at clinics. Appreciate the insight into some of the resources available that Ergotron has as well. Folks, with the amount of responsibilities that nurses undertake as part of patient care, as well as environmental factors that a nurse experiences during their shift, definitely critical to make sure that they have the proper tools to care for patients. Connection and Ergotron can help deploy the mobility and point of care solutions that you need. If you're interested in learning more about the Ergotron solutions, as well as the services that Connection can offer your organization, then visit connection.com/health, or you're invited to call 1-800-395-8685. You can also send us an email if you want more information. It's simply connect@connection.com. With that, we're going to wrap things up on this Connection Point episode. Thank you again for listening, and we do look forward to catching up to you on our next edition.